Carolyn, science fiction fans will have been delighted this month to hear that there will be a new series of Red Dwarf, but we've actually got a new story about the real things.
Yes, about real red dwarfs. Well, this is quite a nice story because we always like to consider, and in fact we can reflect on that having just heard Andrew, that we're quite lucky to live around a very quiet star. And this just lets us consider that maybe it's not just luck, because new research out this week suggests that there are many other stars which are much more active than our sun. So producing stellar flares that, you know, unleash storms of high energy particles. And if they impact on a planet, they can disrupt that planet's atmosphere and also potentially the life of any inhabitants on this planet. So let's go back to stellar activity. All stars are very active when they're young. And then they sort of settle down in their maturity. But there are some that never outgrow this phase. And they continue to produce sort of frequent and quite violent flares throughout their life. And there's been a new survey actually taking a census of nearby stars and assessing this level of activity. And it's surprisingly suggesting that this smallest type of star, these red dwarfs, are the most prone to behave in this way. Now, what I love about this piece of research is that the survey is actually to look for extrasolar planets. It's the Sagittarius Window Eclipsing Extrasolar Planet Search. So in other words, SWEEPS survey. And it's meant to be looking for planets in orbit around other stars from the way that they periodically dim the light from the star as they pass in front of it. But this signal that you get from an exoplanet crossing a star's disk can be mimicked if that star in itself is flickering with activity, so changing in brightness, or if they've got lots of magnetic storms and therefore spots on the surface, cool, dark regions that can temporarily dim the star. And you've got to rule out all those options before you've got an exoplanet. So the reason I like this current survey is they've used the data for the inverse problem. So Rachel Austin of the Space Telescope Science Institute and her colleagues have used this data set to look at the rate of activity in such stars. And they found out that these red dwarf stars are particularly active in this way. I mean, it's obviously going to be something to do with their internal structure. Now, all stars have like big streams and rivers of plasma that sort of rivers of ionized particles churning around under the surface. And it's thought for red dwarf stars, this depth of moving material is very deep under the surface and it creates this big magnetic dynamo. And the energy is then released into the star's outer layers and it prompts these flares and these storms that come from the star. And some of the stellar flares they've observed can increase the whole brightness of the star by about 10% and only last about 15 minutes. Incredible releases of energy. So, where it gets back to the science fiction, of course, is that this would be particularly bad news for any exoplanets in orbit around such stars. Red dwarfs have always been thought quite a good potential site for life if there happened to be habitable planets. I mean, there are a lot of ifs in this, but if there were habitable planets around red dwarf stars, these would be a very good bet because red dwarf stars have a very much longer lifetime than our sun. And with over 10 billion years to spare, they have a much better chance for any complex forms of life to have developed on any habitable planets. But it looks now like life wouldn't get much of an opportunity if it's been continually blasted by these storms of radiation. So it's disappointing news, and it's got an extra impact because, again, a couple of months ago, astronomers found that red dwarf stars are far more common than we thought, about 20 times more common. And so it's going to be disappointing if we end up ruling them out because of this flaring activity from being potential sites for habitable planets or habitable planets that have developed life. So a lot of speculation there, but it sometimes is interesting to speculate.